Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite intense polarization, though not so much on the issue of race. No, really. According to a series of new polls, if you actually look at the way that white people and black people look at the world, it's not black and white. It's not so radically different. And right now, everybody seems to agree that racial tension, racial problems, racial hostility, racial misunderstanding, however you want to look at it, is a growing problem for the great republic in which we live. The new CNN poll, which, by the way, has already been criticized, and probably with some justification, by Brad Parscale, who is the campaign manager for Donald Trump. He is the head of the Trump for President campaign. And the reason that Parscale was so concerned, of course, is because this is a poll that that actually showed President Trump losing to Joe Biden by 14 points. It's an outlier, at least so far. We will see what happens politically. But the most important thing about this poll, and the reason that I think it's actually worth talking about, the reason for that is because what you're dealing with here is a change in terms of the way people see race relations. The survey finds a growing majority of Americans who feel racism is a big problem in the country today, CNN reports, and a growing majority who believe the criminal justice system in America favors whites over blacks. More than 8 in 10 also say that the peaceful protests that have spread throughout the nation following the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers are justified. Americans now consider race relations as important a campaign issue as the economy, or health care, or anything else. That according to the survey. The poll also finds the public broadly disapproves of Trump's handling of race relations. 63% disapprove, and 65% say the president's response to recent protests has been more harmful than helpful. A vulnerability for the president? Probably. The amazing thing about this is among Democrats, and I find this appalling, breathtaking, shocking, and disqualifying for the party if this continues to be true. Among Democrats, 42%, that's nearly half, say violent protests are justified in response to police violence against African Americans. How many Republicans agree? 9%. What kind of Republican, by the way? 9%, 1 out of 10 Republicans think that violent protests are justified? Among blacks, 39% say violent protest is justified, 23% among whites. Now, here's the amazing thing. Look at this for a moment, and I know it's numbers, but the shocking thing is Democrats are more likely to think that violence protests is justified than black people. No, really. And why do they think, does anybody out there agree with that? Anybody think violent protest is justified? The point is, why in the world? Why in the world would it make any sense or help anyone to loot a store, to set a fire, to throw a Molotov cocktail, to kill a cop? In the midst of all this, there's a strange case, and I haven't really heard too much about it. But there was a police sergeant, guy with two kids, and I believe he had a third kid on the way, who was killed, who was murdered in Santa Cruz County, California. He was murdered by an active duty soldier who had taken it in his head. The soldier's name was Carrillo, I think Stephen Carrillo, who had taken it in his head to go kill cops. He wounded one, killed one. Is that what we're fomenting? Is that the kind of violent protest that 42% of Democrats think is okay? Let me go quickly to Andrew in Snohomish, Washington. Now, Andrew, I just read recently about some of the situation in Snohomish where, I guess, did you, in the city of Snohomish, which is a town of about 10,000 north of Seattle, in Snohomish, was there any looting or devastation or violence? There wasn't, was there?
Oh, yeah. The people of Snohomish did not like what happened in Snohomish. There was Confederate flags being flagged. There was guns being carried. And if you don't think that's violent, I do. There's burnout.
I think it's unacceptable, but I don't think it's violent. In other words,
It's intimidating. It's intimidating. That's what I think.
Okay, by the way, I think it is totally wrong for Confederate flags to be flown or for people to threaten other people with guns.
Especially since we're talking about trying to come together on this subject.
Yeah.
Right?
So, again, just describe for people, because people here are not up to date, what happened in Snohomish that you're objecting to?
The Confederate flags, display of military-style weapons.
What I understand is this. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Sir.
Because we have to put it in context. I want people to understand, Andrew. They don't have the background on this that either you do or that I do. Let's bring people along, and I'll give you a chance. But tell me that if I'm right, that there was some tip-off or someone claimed that there was going to be some kind of Antifa organized radical attack smashing a lot of the businesses in the beautifully restored downtown, small downtown area of Snohomish, and that a bunch of local citizens, I think hundreds of local citizens, showed up to defend their own community. Is that basically right as far as I've gone?
Well, I think the Antifa thing is the Republicans, you throw that word in there, and then, you know, I got an edge on you because I just mentioned Antifa or whatever. Nobody showed up like that, except for the Confederate flying men with submachine, with semi-automatic weapons, and then they took their cars and they burned off in the streets. They did circles, donuts in the streets with their cars. And, you know, I talked to a lot of the shop owners down there, a lot of people that live down there, and they did not like it.
Okay, and I understand that the acting police chief has resigned as a result of this because at least the Seattle Times reports that what you're saying is true, that people did not like it, even though violence was avoided. So your point about Snohomish is what concerning the police?
Concerning the police? Well, the police stood by and let it happen, just like they let the people downtown Seattle loot the stores, which I'm against, too. I'm truly against that.
Okay, but it's a different thing if you're allowing people who are not looting, who are not committing acts of violence. And by the way, I think that displaying a Confederate flag is hateful, it's revolting, it's appalling, and no, it should not be done. But it's not violence. And there's a very real difference in violence and murder. Here is a murder that people ought to care about. Two black young men. And who's doing something about it? Well, we'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned the murder of two people of color who were killed, actually, in May 23rd. And this was at the parking lot of the Safeway store in Rainier Beach in Seattle. And a disturbance broke out and shots were fired, causing the group to scatter. The two male victims were left behind. Both men died en route to the hospital. The two victims were Christopher Wilson Jr., who's 35, and Christopher Roberts Jr., who's 23. Wilson died from a gunshot wound to the torso, and Roberts died from multiple gunshot wounds. Both deaths were ruled homicides. I mean, you're dying from gunshot wounds, it's pretty clear. Okay, the 18-year-old suspect who apparently killed these two was just picked up. He was arrested. He was arrested Sunday night in Federal Way, Washington, by Seattle police officers with help from U.S. Marshals and the Valley SWAT team. Now, I mention this because going after a suspect in two murders and picking him up and arresting him is maximally dangerous. This is a very dangerous operation where police officers put themselves at risk. But is it essential for those morons, and honestly, I use that term advisedly, who say we need to dismantle police departments or defund police departments? What happens to somebody who kills two guys like this? I mean, the point that is made, and it's a profound point by the outstanding column in the Wall Street Journal about the horrors of violence afflicting the black community, the column by Nasreed Yumga, that column makes the point that these lives matter just as much as the lives of people killed in encounters with police officers. And by the way, it is over 80% of fatal encounters with police officers involve people who are armed and violent. They are not generally like the horrible, horrible case. And yes, it's a crime. No, it's not a mistake. No, it's not a tragedy. It's a crime what was done to George Floyd. Everybody can agree on that. But not everybody can agree on the resolution of the city council, a majority of the city council, veto-proof majority in Minneapolis, now wants to dismantle the police. And clip number five, Jeremy, the city council president in Minneapolis, whose name is Lisa Bender, on CNN, talks about why she is one of those council members determined to dismantle the police. Listen.
The word dismantle is intentionally different than reform. This is more than reform. This is dismantling. I mean, activists who support this are calling this a police-free future.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of us were asked if we could imagine a future without police back in 2017 when we were running for office. And I answered yes to that question. To me, that future is a long way away, and it would take an enormous amount of investment in things that we know work to keep people safe. I mean, for a lot of folks in our community, stable housing is a safety issue. Having access to health care is a safety issue. And so having, you know, I think one thing folks are asking is to stop investing so much money in this militarized police force and instead invest in the things that our community really needs. So, you know, I know the statement was bold, and I stand by that bold statement, but the work ahead of us will be long. It will include every member of our community. It has to. And, you know, I think we have very immediate things. We have a state action against our police department, which gives us legal mechanisms in the very short term. You know, there are lessons from all over the country, all over the world that we're looking to take immediate steps while we work toward building the systems that we would need to imagine that future.
Okay, if she were here, I would ask her the question about the 18-year-old suspect who was just arrested for the murder of two people in the Safeway parking lot. If you're going to take all the money from police departments and put it into, quote, stable housing, in other words, more of the same kind of housing projects in which George Floyd grew up, if you're going to do more of that, invest it in health care, what do? When things don't go right and there's a gang violence and an 18-year-old creep murders two people, both of whom, by the way, both those victims were younger than George Floyd. She continues talking This is Lisa Bender, who's president of the Minneapolis City Council, answering the question about what you do if somebody breaks into your home. Listen.
Do you understand that the word dismantle or police free also makes some people nervous? For instance, what if in the middle of the night my home is broken into? Who do I call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege, because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality, where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
Okay. I wish she would speak to some of her constituents. I do not believe that most of the people who were gathered today at that Houston church, listening to Al Sharpton and trying to honor the memory of the late George Floyd, I don't think those people would agree that you shouldn't call the police because more harm will be done. And this idea that police officers are some kind of enemy, that they're some kind of occupying force, is basically nuts. And it completely ignores the progress that has been made that has saved, literally saved, hundreds of thousands of black lives. How? By reducing the murder rate. This wasn't done because of housing projects and new money for healthcare. No. It was done by more effective policing. And for goodness sake, the ingratitude, the hostility, this is fundamentally sick. And one of the most prominent black cops in the country, in fact, she may be a vice presidential candidate, Val Demings, former police chief in Orlando. She was actually had something to say. It's surprising about the Minneapolis City Council plan to dismantle the police. I know she's trying to walk a political tightrope. What did Val Demings have to say, the congresswoman from Florida who's on Biden's short list? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are looking into fraud and exploitation that is linked to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham opening a hearing, noting that senior citizens are especially vulnerable.
Fraud related to the CARES Act, scams out there against seniors, selling masks that don't work.
A third and final memorial service is going on in Houston for George Floyd. Floyd will be laid to rest in Houston. The owner of a Minneapolis-based manufacturing plant is deciding to move his company after rioters burned down his business. Chris Weibrock, the president and owner of Seven Sigma, says he can't trust public officials who allowed his plant to burn down during the George Floyd riots. Weibrock telling the Minneapolis Star Tribune, "They don't care about my business. They didn't protect our people. We're all on our own." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Michael Medved show, Joe Biden has a lead, according to recent polling, against President Trump, but he also has a gigantic problem. And his problem is this. He needs a big, enthusiastic turnout from the black community, which is the base of the Democratic Party. Right now, it looks like he would be getting it, but he has to maintain that enthusiasm. And that's, I think, one of the reasons he probably helped himself by sending a fairly tender and eloquent eulogy for George Floyd, which was played at the funeral, at the very beginning of the funeral this morning. The problem for Joe Biden is he also needs white ethnic voters, and he needs some sympathy from police unions in order to win those crucial states in the upper Midwest, states like Wisconsin and Michigan and Minnesota, where he wants to compete, and where Hillary Clinton won last time, but very narrowly, Pennsylvania. Those are states where he cannot afford to be perceived as an anti-police candidate, because it'll be deadly. It'll be the end of his campaign. So the clear answer for him was finding somebody as a running mate who helps to inspire and satisfy some of the African-American prominent supporters who have been urging Vice President Biden to pick a running mate who's black, and at the same time try to reassure people who are pro-police. That's why Val Demings has so much spotlight on her right now. She's the former police chief of Orlando, Florida. She served 27 years as a cop with a very distinguished record. She also has a master's degree, by the way. She is bright. She's formidable. Her husband is also a cop. They met on patrol together, went on the police force together. Her husband is former sheriff of Orange County, Florida, and he is now the mayor of Orange County, Florida. That's what they call it. They call it the head of, and that's the key swing county in the state of Florida. So with all that going for her, the fact that right now where it looks like, gosh, the police hate black people and black people hate the police and there's this conflict, of course it is a moment where a black cop like Val Demings is uniquely positioned. But what is she going to say when she is asked about the Minneapolis City Council plan to dismantle the police? Here's her answer. Listen.
News out of Minneapolis, the city council voting to dismantle, not just defund, but dismantle and rebuild the police department there. Is that a strategy you could agree with?
There are a lot of things being proposed throughout the nation, and I think it's the direct result of people being hurt, disappointed at what happened to Mr. Floyd. That's all too familiar to them, but also angry and demanding change. And I do believe that everyone has a right to look at any proposal that is put forth because there desperately needs to be change. I also believe that the council is being very thoughtful in terms of looking at all of the services that police provide. You know, there are some cases that statutorily law enforcement is responsible for investigating. They do a lot of things associated with natural disasters and terrorism. And so what I believe, the council, along with law enforcement authorities and other community leaders, will sit down and look at everything and come out with a plan that allows them to keep Minneapolis safe, but also bring the community and the police together in a much needed and long overdue way.
Okay, it's a dodgy answer. And Congresswoman Demings would have helped herself and helped her cause much more if she had immediately said, dismantling the police department is ridiculous and irresponsible. And even if it offends some very, very extreme Democrats, that is not something that should be controversial. I mean, for goodness sake, the idea that 42% of Democrats, I'd ask Val Demings about that. I'd ask Joe Biden about that. 42% of your fellow Democrats, Vice President Biden, say that they believe that the violent protests are justified. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? It's an astonishing number. And that's why I think this CNN poll, I think part of what happens here, and I spoke about this regarding the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. And let me explain this to you because honestly, it's pretty, pretty clear. In the Wall Street Journal poll, they asked about social distancing. And it turns out they found 85% of the people who responded said they generally wear masks when they go outside. 66% said they always wear masks. Okay, would you open your damn eyes and look around? I don't care where you live. I mean, look, I live in politically correct Washington State. And no, you do not have 85% of people walking around with masks. It doesn't exist. There's some. And maybe even half. But not the overwhelming majority, like the poll indicates. Only 15% of people in this poll admitted the fact that they seldom or never wear masks. I seldom wear masks. I will if I go into a store. I mean, in some stores you have to. And we try, of course, not to go into stores. But if you go into to buy some groceries or you go into Costco or something like that, yeah, put on a mask. But the idea that only 15% say they seldom wear a mask, this is a very, very good and clear example of people telling pollsters what the pollsters want to hear. And I don't believe that when you're called by a big media organization, and they probably do identify, this is an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, or this is a CNN poll, and when people hear that, they assume that what people want to hear is stuff like, well, yes, the racism is terrible. Racism is worse than ever. Yes, race relations are a huge problem in America right now. You see, part of this is all media driven. And it's driven by part of the irresponsibility of the media is not what the media cover, but what the media don't cover. And what they don't cover is stories like the story I mentioned about the parking lot in the Safeway in Rainier Beach, like the story about the police officer who was killed in the line of duty by an anti-Trump radical. By all those stories of the three quarters of police encounters that are violent that do not involve black people. Why do we only know the name after name after name of all the tragically wrongly killed individuals who encounters with police happen to be black? Why can't you even think of one white person who was killed in that kind of encounter? Answer, because to talk about a white victim of police violence doesn't fit the media narrative. And it leads people to believe that only black people are victimized with misunderstandings and encounters and sometimes confrontations with police. That is simply not true. There is no responsible basis academically or in terms of surveys or in terms of looking at the crime records, which actually the FBI and the Bureau of Justice Statistics are pretty good at compiling, that denies the fact that the majority of people who are killed by police officers are not black. Are blacks disproportionately victimized? They are. But they're far more disproportionately victimized in murder in general. And much of that murder, the great majority of it, is black-on-black crime. That doesn't make it okay. It just means that that is a real danger that police are necessary for dealing with. We will be right back, 1-800-955-1776, on The Medved Show. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNlife.com. That's GCNlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNlife.com. That's GCNlife.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing debate about racism as a problem in America. And it's truly difficult at a moment like this to get a sense of perspective at how recently everything has spun around. I don't think anyone would have guessed, say a month ago, before the tragic murder, and I think it was a murder, of George Floyd, that race and race relations would be a number one issue among the public. 66% of Americans, according to a CNN poll, now call racism a big problem. Compared to, this is actually a Kaiser Family Foundation survey. There was one in 2015, showed 49%. Thought racism was a big problem in America today. It's now 66%. The increase in the share has come most sharply from blacks. 88% think it's a big problem now. But there's also been a huge increase among Latinos to 79%. And for whites, from 43% to 60% who think racism is a big problem in our country right now. Let me go to David, listening in Houston, Texas, where the funeral just concluded for the late George Floyd. David, you're on the Medved Show.
Oh, hello. Hey, Martha, you just said that you don't know that white people are being killed by the police because that is does not fit the narrative of the media.
It's never covered. Can you think of the name of a single white victim of police violence?
I guess that what that means is this, is that apparently white people or maybe white conservatives don't have cell phones. Because, see, none of these things come to light in the mainstream media until they first hit Twitter and YouTube. So the fact that white people aren't being killed and it's not being shown, I mean, I don't know what you do with that, because it's not the media that's showing this. So, I mean, are they being
I see what you're suggesting is that that there is no video of white people being killed, and that's why the media doesn't run it.
Absolutely.
Don't run it.
So I think that questions some of the this idea that all these white people are being killed and we don't know about it. Somewhere the circumstances would have to be different, because otherwise,
it's a fair point, and I think it's a smart point, frankly. And
now,
however, hold on, bear with me for a moment. Would you agree with me that because of the tremendous sensitivity, because some of these very, very high-profile cases, not all of which, by the way, have video, I don't think there was any video of the final fatal struggle of Michael Brown. But it was a big story anyway. In other words, given the fact that is it possible, is conceivable to you that there might be some video out there of some of these white and Latino victims of police violence where it's just not as newsworthy or deemed as newsworthy as it is when the victim is African American?
Absolutely not, Michael, because white people like Twitter and YouTube as much as black people. And there are more white people with cell phone cameras than it is with black people. So if this was happening, we would see it. So it's something wrong.
Well, wait. So are you suggesting to me that these actual cases, that this is chronicled by the Washington Post?
No, what I am suggesting is the circumstances have to be different. Because, see, with black, when we see these with black people, these are in daylight. They're in, you know, where it's obvious there's something wrong. You know, main street. And I'm just saying, if white people are being killed in those exact same circumstances, we would know of it. And since we don't know of it, the circumstances are different. But let me, that's my point of calling is this, Michael. I believe since the 80s, and I believe it today, that white conservatives, or conservatives in general, are more interested in punishing crime than mitigating crime. That is, there's never been any talk on white conservative radio about what we can do to mitigate some of this crime in the black community. It's always an issue of policing. I mean, after school program.
And by the way, hold. Can I just interject here, and I'll let you continue.
Absolutely.
But I believe that punishing crime is the way you mitigate crime. And particularly, one of the big issues for conservatives, as you know, David, has been the idea of three strikes, you're out, is that it's a bad idea to let people out of prison who have a very long records of criminal violence. And that you mitigate crime, you keep the world safer if violent, predatory criminals of whatever race are put away for a long time. But go ahead.
Well, the problem with that is the reality doesn't show that. I'll give you an example.
It does. Why do you think crime went down so dramatically since the 1990s?
There are a lot of studies. There are a lot of reasons people believe that crime went down. And policing is probably the least of those reasons. Now, you love talking about this stop and frisk that went on in New York, and people talk about how that made crime go down. But what you never talk about is this: at the same time, crime went down everywhere in the country. There are other things that reduce crime, and policing is not at the top of that list. And until people
what do you think? To help me on this. If you don't think it was a change in policing and sentencing that contributed powerfully to the reduction of crime, what caused it? Why did crime go down so dramatically starting in the late 80s?
Some people believe it was a simple thing of demographics. You didn't have this wave of young people.
Correct, but that continued after a wave of young people showed up. The reduction
Michael,
in crime.
Look,
that
Michael, all I'm telling you is this. There are no studies out there that tells you that, well, there are a lot of studies out there, and all of them don't say that the reason why crime went down is because of policing. And I can say, personally, I don't believe that's the reason why crime goes down. Because, well, if you want to reduce crime, you need to get the kids a lot younger than when they are in the age, at that age where they start committing crimes. And there is no effort in this country to get to young people in those early years.
I disagree with you when you say there's no effort to get to young people in those early years. Right now, one of the very, very big items for debate has to do with preschool education, early childhood education.
You are opposed to.
Okay, no, that's not something that we all are opposed to, and certainly we're not opposed to school choice. There are literally millions of black families that would like to have some choice about where they send their kids to school.
Michael, see, you just go back to the same conservative folks. That's what we want to be. It's the same. You have the same answers.
Hold on. David, do you agree with me that there are lots and lots of parents, black, white, Latino, whatever, who would like to have a choice about where they send their kids,
you know,
rather
what,
than having
to
go to a failing public school?
Michael, I guarantee you what those people would rather have than school choice as an option, a decent paycheck. The biggest mitigator of crime is a decent paycheck. See, a lot of, like, drug dealing goes on because people can't get
David,
paycheck.
Let me ask you a question. One of the periods of time in American life where paychecks went up most dramatically was the late 60s and 70s. And that was precisely the time that crime exploded. And really, you can look it up. This is very much worth talking about and continued conversation. And David, I appreciate your calling and raising the challenges. But the idea that the conservatives only want to punish crime, the whole idea is that by getting criminals off the streets, you tend to make the streets safer. That's not illogical and it's not untrue in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.